This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going on right now at the half, it would appear to me the Warriors seldom come out to play. 73-52 all over the Clippers at Staples. I just wanted to show you. Not a good idea to poke a bear. 27 points for Kevin Durant. In the first half, 10 of 15 from the floor, 7 of 8 from the line, 3 boards, 4 dimes, a steal. That's a game for most people. That's a career for most players. 27 and a half. I mean, this guy, he's going off tonight. I guess so much for that Patrick Beverley showdown. Remember, Patrick Beverley was going to shut him down.
Lock him up, right? Shut him down.
Of course, he's had a great first half with his 3 points. Beverly has no skill with the rock. His best skill is defending, right?
Shut you down!
He's a great defender, and he gets under people's skin, and he's good at that, but that's all there is to it. The Warriors pouring it on. Curry's got 15. Klay's got 10. And, I mean, they don't need anything from anybody, really. Looney has 8, Bogut 6. I told you those two right there. 14, right? They're tag-teaming those two instead of Boogie. Looney's, really, Bogut's got all the minutes, 13. Looney got 8 in terms of minutes. Iguodala's played 13 minutes, has 7 points, and that's about it. On the Clippers side, notice your boy Lou Williams with only 7 points so far and 6 dimes. So he's going to need to turn it up in the second half and score a bunch of points, or they're going to be finished in this game. Because they came back from 31 down. I don't see it again, but you never know. The second half has yet to start. They're down 73-52. In the end, the Spurs by 10 over the Nuggets. They won. They covered. I think they were laying like 3 in that thing, weren't they? Something like that. I have it right here. It was 3. That was my top play on PharrellOnTheBench.com was the Spurs tonight.
It's a shame because the Spurs, like we talked about the other night, really had an opportunity to win both games out in Denver.
And they could have been up 3-0 right now. So Derek White, a household name. He had 36 for the Spurs. No one even knows who that is. Ben Simmons had 31 in the Sixers. Big win over the Nets, 131-115. How do you feel about the Nets? Do you think their fans and others have learned their lesson as it pertains to poking that bear, poking the Simmons bear, and doing all their, you know, wanted pictures all over town that he's missing his jumper, and then the guy goes off for 31-4-9. And then you're going to make fun of him some more, the guy that just lit you up tonight. You're going to waste your time talking about how he sucks and everything. Like I think the Nets fans and the players themselves, like Dudley started this, I think they asked for that beating tonight.
They did. And here's the thing. If they couldn't beat the Sixers.
Grow up. I mean, this shows how little they go to the playoffs.
Exactly. If they couldn't beat the Sixers tonight at home, no Embiid, do you really think they're going to win another game in this series? I don't. I think they're done in 5 also.
All right, well, so you think that because Embiid's out and they couldn't beat him, so they'll never win a game.
They're not going to win another game.
But do you think Embiid is going to play again?
I don't even think they need to play him. I think they showed tonight that
that's pretty obvious.
Why don't you just rest Embiid and get him ready for the Raptors? Why don't you just sit him over there on the side, get yourself ready. Toronto's coming down around the corner.
And that's who they play next?
Yes. Provided that the Raptors take care of business, which with the Raptors, you never know.
You never know. So the Raptors go to Orlando tomorrow, right?
Correct. Game 3.
Just so we're clear, Raptors Magic tomorrow night at 7 Eastern. And then 8:30 Celtics Pacers. And then at 9:30 Blazers Thunder. That'll be a great game tomorrow night that we won't be able to watch because it'll be raining here and there'll be no TVs.
Nothing worse.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.